Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Las Vegas, the first day of surfaces, and I'm with Keith Spano and Kathy Gunlock Links with the International Design Guild. You guys doing okay?
Doing great, Kemp. Thanks.
Fantastic.
Now let's talk a little bit about your background, then we'll catch up with what's going on with IDG. Keith, most people know you're president of Flooring America and IDG, and prior to you joining this organization, how many years have you been here?
I've been with CCA Global for 9 years.
And you were with Avalon before that, right?
I was.
And Kathy, tell us a little bit about your background.
So I've been with CCA going almost 14 years. Been with this division and spent some time in the other divisions within CCA. And, of course, I have a long background of merchandising from May Company, having my own store, and men actually being raised by entrepreneurs themselves. So.
And you're in charge of product and merchandising?
Yes, I'm the vice president of merchandising.
Most people know IDG is part of CCA Global. It's the more boutique and smaller upper-end piece of it. So you're having a meeting here. Several years ago, IDG always met as part of surfaces, and you got away from that, and now you're back to it now, right?
Yeah, we've been back for a couple of years, and we just find that it's a great opportunity just to get all of the IDG members together. They support some more niche suppliers that are more specific to the luxury business, and so we like to get together at surfaces for the annual summit. Great opportunity to spend time with each other, and we lay out the goals for the year.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what sets IDG apart.
Well, IDG is truly a collective of luxury open showrooms and closed showrooms, really catering to the design community. They focus on luxury products, a lot of wool products, for example, heavy carpet, heavy rugs, hand knots especially, and a bunch of commercial business, in fact, too, something that a lot of people don't know about the International Design Guild, a very heavy commercial product.
Let me help my listeners with open and close. So some of the members will sell definitely to the public, and others will bring in a designer and work directly with them and sell through the designer, right?
Yeah, the group is split almost 50-50 between open showrooms, open to retail, and then closed showrooms that are designed only to the trade.
All right. And Kathy, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about, Keith told us about the mix, but go a little bit more in depth. It's upper end, probably, I don't know if you know average net sale or anything like that, but it's actually primarily carpet too, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say definitely a concentration and focus of this group is the wool. And, of course, the luxury consumer that understands buying and purchasing a wool, looking at rugs. We've had several members that talk about their rug businesses. This is a product that they're buying, and they talk about inheriting and giving this down to generations because it's such a valuable piece that's of the home. In addition, as anything else, they have customers that are evolving and their clientele is evolving. So, you know, a couple years ago, they just dabbled a little bit in hard surface, but luxury vinyl is also a piece of the pie for them, as well as hardwood. However, I would say that it is the upper end. It is the sawn face. It is the longer, wider. It's some of the higher end visual looks that they're looking for.
You just took a question and already answered it for me, but I was going to ask you if they're upper end. Most of us know that in this last year or the last couple of years, most of the growth in this business has been on the LVT side of the business. So they do some of that, but it's still mostly traditional materials, right?
It is mostly traditional materials, but yes, they do. They do some of the luxury vinyl, and that's growing in importance for them.
Mm-hmm. I could also spend the next 20 minutes talking about another topic, and that is what you said about legacy products, things you hand down. My wife and I created two millennials ourselves, and they're more into travel and restaurant experiences, so it's good to hear that there's still some of that legacy thinking going on.
My parents have an oriental rug that will be in the will to me. So, I mean, it is important, and it is part of their consumer and what they see every day with their clientele.
All right, you have a brand. Tell us about that. Tell me what that is.
So Louis A. DeBerry is our brand that's really overarching, regardless of the surface category. So it can be on a high-end wool as much as it can be in a high-end hardwood or luxury vinyl. But Louis A. DeBerry really speaks to the collection within IDG. You know, Louis A. DeBerry is very strong for this whole division, and there was a need for consistency, especially with the designer clientele, understanding that brand and actually coming in and asking for Louis A. DeBerry.
Okay. Keith, let me ask you this. Yeah. First off, how was 19? I mean, you were talking about you cater to a more affluent group. How was business?
Yeah, you know, the luxury market hung in there. I would say 19 was soft in general in, you know, for overall retail, but IDG hung in there. We're up about a half a point.
And actually, you know, most people know 19 was soft, so that's still pretty good. And what do you think about 2020? I mean, you know, we've watched the stock market. Most everybody that's got anything in the market made 17% on their money, right? So you feeling like you might have a good year?
Yeah, I think we're poised for a very good year. We're feeling pretty bullish about it. I think, you know, anecdotally, we're hearing really good things about the commercial market and retail picking up in January, so we're thrilled about that.
Heard the same thing. So you brought your group here. I walked in a little while ago. You were talking about websites. Tell us some of the things you're telling your members about.
Well, you know, we've spent a lot of time with our advisory council, which consists of a group of our IDG members, and we really focused this year on five big pillars, and we created a three-year plan that really is driving, obviously, the Lewis A. DeBerry brand, which is our brand, as Kathy said, of proprietary and exclusive products. We're working on networking. This group's favorite activity is just networking and sharing best practices. You know, I always tell them, if you're going to make a mistake, make a new one, because this group, there's so much knowledge within this group, there's no reason to make a mistake. The marketplace, which is where we're putting a comprehensive assortment of a la carte programs for them to pick and choose, and they can find it all in one place on our GuildMem website. Designed for a Difference, which is our cause marketing initiative it's really turned into a movement across the country where we've done 19 projects this year, and we are off to the races doing good things, giving back to the communities that we serve. And then last is digital marketing, as that Frank was talking about when you walked in. Yeah. And we have a comprehensive suite of marketing services that is all part of their program.
You know, that there's two organizations of design membership. There's IIDA and there's ASID. Do you have a relationship with one of those two?
We are actually affiliated with both of those organizations. In fact, we were just talking about, you know, one of the big initiatives here is how do we acquire younger designers. You know, we talk about the aging population. We talk about 10,000 people turning 65 every day. And how do we acquire younger, not only younger installers, but younger designers and younger project managers, and that's certainly an opportunity for us.
All right. It's great to catch up with you guys. Again, been talking to Keith Spano and Kathy Gunlock-Links, International Design Guild, here at Surfaces, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.